Riggs and Alley, rewind.
Let's do a Hell to the No, right?
Goes off about being shamed for drinking White Claw, and then a listener texts in and says, remember when you shamed me for drinking White Claw over the summer, Gibbons?
Yeah. I was drunk. I don't remember it, so it didn't happen.
As Rick said yesterday, all I hear is blah, blah, blah. Gibbons shamed me. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, man. You don't like it? Don't drink the claws anymore.
Don't drink claws. It's the worst of the seltzers. Yeah. That's the first problem.
Be a better person, Gibbons. Come on.
I talked for five minutes. When you complain.
You know why it's on sale? Because it's gross.
Yes.
When you complain for 5 minutes about how you're being shamed and your friends help you out by shaming you incessantly nonstop.
We want to make sure that you don't make that mistake again, dude. Come on.
I learned from the best over the summer while you were shaming Seth.
Oh, yeah. You guys are right, and I hate that.
We got a call to 799-1037. Our friend James, the Uber driver. James, you have a hell to the no that you messaged me like three times about. So this has to be horrible. Please, what happened to you?
Yeah, it was scary. I posted this on Facebook. I didn't tell the story on Facebook, but I posted to you guys that I had a hell to the no.
Yes.
I went to pick up a customer. I drive for Uber and Lyft, of course.
Yes.
Went to pick up a customer in Brookfield from a hotel.
Yeah.
This customer comes out to the car. Mind you, a male ordered the Uber.
Okay.
Okay.
This female comes out to the car, gives me the thumbs up with her tongue out and all of this stuff. And you can tell either A, she was intoxicated, or B, she was doing some illegal activity.
So she was a hooker.
No business doing.
She was a hooker. I gotcha. I gotcha, brother.
So whatever. Did the...
So she goes into the backseat of this very nice Volvo and picks out these two trash bags of clothes. I'm like, what in the world? So she gets in the car.
In your car?
Your car?
In my car.
Yes. So okay. She goes and gets bags of clothes out of another car and then gets in your car at the hotel. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. Again, woman the whole time when a man ordered this Uber, correct?
Continuing on.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
So I say, this ride is for, I'm just going to say, John Doe.
Uh-huh.
You know? And she was like, yeah, he's the one that ordered it for me. I said, okay, cool, no problem. She gets in, I start the ride. I realize I'm going to a very not-so-good part of Milwaukee that is known for drugs and drug paraphernalia.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're taking her back to, like, where
the stash spot?
No, where the prostitutes are. That's what I thought. Where are you going?
Exactly,
I'm sorry. Tell me more.
Allie, exactly.
Tell me. Oh, he's taking her back.
Oh, you're taking her back to where? Oh.
Where the prostitutes would be or the hookers, yeah. Mm. Whoa, okay.
So, the entire time, it's like a 15-minute ride. The entire time, she's in the back fidgeting. She's touching stuff in my car. You can tell something is not right. So we get about three blocks away from her destination.
Oh, no.
And she, like, clutches her clothes bags as if, like, I was going to steal them or something.
Huh?
And I'm like, okay, this something is up here.
Sounds like
so
she was on drugs, yeah.
I come to the stoplight, she busts open the door, grabs her bags, and hauls ass and just screams out, I'm sorry, I can't pay you!
I'm sorry, I can't pay you. But wait, wasn't it already paid for?
Yeah. But the Uber, the guy that ordered it would pay for it.
Exactly.
So it was already being paid for. She doesn't know how Uber works. She thought you're just some dude. She's getting in a car.
Well, she's probably all screwed up and doesn't know.
Yeah.
Left from
James,
right.
Are you allowed to call the police for somebody like that clearly needs mental and or physical help that needs to be somewhere?
What are they going to do?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you allowed to call the police? I mean, that woman was clearly in distress, I would say.
Or on drugs.
Yes, or something. She doesn't seem...
What are you going to do? Go up to her and go, do you need help? And she's going to go, no, and take her bags and run? I mean, in fairness, I'm not saying you shouldn't help
people. Who knows?
People,
there's so much sex trafficking that going on. I would rather be safe than sorry. If you see something, say something.
Well, yes, if they're going to go investigate the whole thing.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
I as part of the rules and regulations, I could get in trouble for that for being judgmental.
Right.
Oh, man.
You don't know anything for sure.
They can file a lawsuit against the company I'm driving for,
and
they will punish me for that.
Because she could just be tired or exhausted, and you don't know. Okay. Well, keep fighting the good fight out there on the Uber Lyft front, man.
Thank you.
Clearly, you've got a Rolodex of hell to the nose.
Really
James always
weird
has.
Weird rides, man.
James, the Uber driver, always. If you get an Uber or Lyft and it's James, tip him well. Take care of our friend James.
Yes.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.